patrolling the sidelines on game days and beating the pros inside the lines on off days. A 5'10 guard from Elon University. It's Bally Sports Wisconsin Zora Stevenson on Homer and Tony.
She's a star, but not big enough yet to make us talk with her peeps first. She's now the play-by-play, the TV play-by-play voice of the Milwaukee Bucks. Or certainly the case last night. She's going to be quieter than normal because I bet she's on like the team bus or something, but still kind enough to come on the show. Zora, good afternoon.
What's going on? Backup. Don't forget the backup. We got to show love to Lisa, who's calling March Madness.
That's true. Yeah, she. I believe, now you can verify this, I think that along with Stephen Bartow, they do every college basketball game in America all at the same time. There's so many games, I don't know how. You cannot watch college basketball and not have one of the two of them on a game. I don't think it's possible.
I agree. I don't know how they balance it all.
Yes. And yes, you were filling in, but so how was it? What number are you now in terms of fill-in TV play-by-play? Three? Four?
This season, four. Yeah.
And? So how's it going? What's?
I don't know. Everybody keeps asking me. You all tell me. It's not up to me how it's going. I don't... You know.
Yeah, actually it is, because that's what starts like. So here are the questions. Do you enjoy it? Is it fun?
It is fun, but I'm still, you know, it's a lot, but it's fun.
Oh, you're not this serious. Oh, man. You're getting to watch an NBA game and talk about it with Marcus Johnson. That's like heaven. How can there be nothing but joy in that? Go ahead.
Because I care on such a high level, and I'm in focus mode, so I just like want to do a really good job.
You can't do anything wrong. What could you conceivably do wrong?
Yes,
you know basketball.
So many things wrong.
Oh, what? All right. What could you do wrong? Go ahead. Tell me.
Okay, you could not be prepared all the way and not have context on not just the Bucks, but the opponent. You could. I think you saw one player, and you could think one replay is coming, and it's a different replay. I mean, there's so many things that can go wrong. You could not, like, punch a call the right way. You could not elevate as high as you should. I mean, there's so many things I'm thinking about.
Wow. Yeah.
And I know the listeners have no idea what I'm talking about. I'm getting in the nitty-gritty. But, yeah, I mean, obviously it's fun, but I'm in, you know, I have a lot I want to work on.
Okay. Just... Remember,
You know how I'll be where I want to be. You won't like make such a big deal when I do it anymore. You know?
No, I don't. I worry that you worry. Turn it on. This is your life. You've played basketball your life. You get to talk about the game you love with Marcus Johnson. All that other stuff is like on a scale of 1 to 100. That's like 96 through 100. 1 through 95 is you two talking hoops while the game is going on. And please remember, Zora, we can see the game going on. So it's not like anything in that regard is going to be so special to affect you, because the best part is we get to hear the two of you go back and forth and talk about basketball and life. It's awesome. Am I done?
I appreciate you. No, see, we always get into life advice on this show, and I appreciate it.
So, all right, let's go to Brooke.
You don't need any updates. There are no updates. He's back.
And does he say, I feel the same, or?
He said he feels better. Homer, better. Like, better conditioning, better everything.
Because of all he's gone through, or?
Well, yeah, the why is in question, but, you know, he just feels like, one, it worked, and the plan that was put in place was, like, followed to a T. I mean, this is the timeline that they were always searching for, so he came back right on time, and he just feels like he's in shape and good to go. So he felt really good last night. And, you know, Brooke's been super open about the fact that, like, it was frustrating and tough. I mean, surgery was not what he wanted to do. It was what he needed to do, and being away from the team. And he went, you know, deep into the fact that he has so much of an appreciation for this game. And being away from it elevates, like, how much you just love playing basketball. So he's just filled with so much joy, and it's awesome.
The Hall of Famer Tony Smith, Dr. Tony Smith, the basketball is not here. But I guess I do wonder, and no one can know unless he says, just how much pain he was in, how difficult it was, and how long this has been going on. And knowing that could tell you how much better or how great he feels right now to not have to deal with all that stuff.
For sure. And he said that the doctors said that, like, whatever was going on in his lower back could have been continuing to happen for years. And it just got to a point where it was unbearable. So this was like almost a build-up type injury, he explained it as, and it just got really bad.
What was the best part of the win last night over Utah from a purely basketball standpoint?
Okay, a few things. Like, one, Brooke Lopez simply checking into the game. Two, Drew Holiday taking over in the fourth quarter. He had over 10 points. And three, the Bucks break the streak. It is no longer 19 losses in a row in Salt Lake City. It is now one win in a row in Salt Lake City. I mean, the Bucks hadn't won in this city since 2001.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a fun night and a really good win for Milwaukee as they continue this West Coast swing. We're headed to Sacramento as I speak.
Talking with Zora Stevenson last night, the play-by-play boys filling in, but she'll get to do it again. How much discussion is there about where they sit in the Eastern Conference? Does it really matter? What part of it matters?
At this point, every game matters because there's only 13 left, I believe. And the standings are so close. I mean, the Bucks sit at two now, only two games behind Miami, who's in first. And this group, like, they want to win every game. So it's not so much like, hey, we got to get first. It's first is the end-all, be-all. I mean, they went into the last postseason at three, and it worked out just fine. But you still want to put yourself in a position where you're playing your best basketball and have the opportunity to get first. Well, yeah, of course you're going to go for it. And it's right in front of them. So, yeah, they're aiming just to win every game. And if they do that, yeah, they're putting themselves in a position to get that first place spot.
What do they do? You're world champions. How do you feel? What are they focusing on? You can remember maybe what it was like last year at this time with so few regular season games, or does it not make any difference because they're now world champions? But
Oh my goodness, no, this team's always focusing on things. I think like the nitty gritty of it changes game to game, but big picture, defense is always at the top. And right now, I think the focus is getting guys acclimated again. I know there's a lot of attention on Brook Lopez, but George Hill also came back into the fold after missing 17 games. And so Coach Bud even was opened up about, like, okay, I got to figure out the rotations here and who's in when and what groups work together. If you notice, Javon Carter, one of the newcomers to this group,
yes,
was in crunch time minutes. And that goes to show you how much Coach Bud trusts and appreciates what he's doing lately, especially on the defensive.
Yeah, I assume that's always where it starts. That if you want to play at that time of a game, you have to have shown that you can defend, and that's kind of his label, right?
Exactly. No, it's definitely his trademark. I think what's interesting though is, you know, he's knocking down the three ball at an extremely high rate, 14 for 24 during his time in Milwaukee so far. So you talk about a 3-and-D guy. That's right up the Bucks' alley.
Did that's something he had been, seems to me, looking at the stats, had been doing better recently, but I don't know his history. Is this something that's happened this year, or has it been?
That's a fact. So previously in his career, and I'm going just corner threes, he was making about 40% of his corner threes. With the Bucks going into the game last night, over 60% from the corner on threes. So a lot of guys call it the Giannis effect. For whatever reason, he's got the hot hand since he's been in Milwaukee.
I would say you get a little extra time. You get a greater percentage of good shots when you play on Giannis's team. I'm sure it's been that way, or I would assume it had been that way for many years with LeBron. Is that it has to be a part of it, right?
Well, the guys refer to it as the Giannis effect. I mean, another guy that shows an example of that is Grayson Allen. Like, his percentages of unguarded threes has skyrocketed since he's been with the Milwaukee Bucks. And you have to think about it like this. Like, okay, obviously teams are going to put a lot of their focus on Giannis. They're going to put a lot of their focus on Chris, on Drew. you're running out of bodies here, so people are just going to be open.
Maybe you can ask Bud. Maybe you know the answer. There must be. I asked this to Tony. I'm just not going to give up a corner three. Like, you can make it anywhere else, but I'm going to defend to take away the corner three. Clearly, that's a stupid philosophy because I'm not the first person to think about it. And yet, you see corner threes all the time. What am I missing?
Well, it's the way the rotations work, though, because when somebody drives downhill, the help is not coming from the wing. It's coming from that corner three because can't come from the wing because the offensive player has already surpassed
Correct.
That level of help. So that's it. You know, it's a pick your. Do you want to give someone an open layup or do you want to force them to knock it down in the corner? And that's why, like, one of the analytics that these teams look at is what's your percentage from the corner, because that's where you're going to get open looks, because that's where the defense helps from.
So I'm thinking in more cases, if the guy's 60%, I'm going to give up a two, but maybe, as Tony has said, they may say that, but it's just hard for people to do it.
Yeah, and you're 60% from the corner, but like, what are you unguarded right under the basket? You know what I'm saying? Like, and 60% is super high. I don't know. I mean, we
yeah,
talked about it as well.
But I get three, and you only get two for that layup.
I agree. But you're just shooting your shot and, you know, placing a bet that that person will miss more than they make.
Yeah. Well, clearly that's the case because I don't ever see a game in which I see the guy standing over by as a defender giving up a layup. So it's. If somebody's playing that way, I'm not aware of it. I haven't noticed it. Have you? I mean, it's the corner threes.
No coaches are encouraging you to give up a layup, unless it's a time score situation and a team needs a three. You know, Right. Then you give up a layup. But yeah, so, the flow of the game. No, you guard the restricted area. That's what you do.
Yep, and corner threes are always going to be the next place that you want. That's the battle.
Exactly.
All right. Anything I neglected to ask that you wanted to mention? First of all, thanks for coming on because. I've been in your situation, and I wouldn't have done it because it's a pain when you're on a bus. You know, people that hear you. Hey, Sora, would you keep it down? They would never say that to you, but they have to Homer.
This is how much I appreciate you all.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, just the – I think we've covered most of the big things. Giannis has scored 30 or more in the last four games, but that's not a surprise, right?
No, I will ask you every week. Now I don't ask you about Brooke. I ask you how he's doing. But we're going to be able to watch him play, and I can imagine there's incredible joy. He's always happy playing, but given the pain he's dealt with for so long, I can't imagine how great it must feel to be able to play and not hurt.
Right. And so, he has expressed that, for
yeah.
sure.
And so we wonder how many minutes he can play, and you just all you the only thing you don't want to hear is, oh, he's feeling a little bit. No.
Just, yeah, I think Bucks fans are scarred whenever they see anything next to the word soreness because now they're just going to think it's something bigger.
Yep. Thanks, Zora.
Have a good one.
You bet. Zora's first appearance on the bus. She still found time to be on the show. And in the Hall of Famer isn't here, and she still found time to be on the show. She's the top three of three. Change mine. Next.